Coming up next is The Rockin' Chair with DJ Franny McGuire. The opinions expressed here are those of my own or of my guests and may not reflect those of Bandon Community Radio. Hello, this is DJ Franny McGuire, and you are listening to KBOG 97.9 FM, Bandon Community Radio. I am doing a show called Mamma Mia, An Hour of All Things ABBA, and you just listened to Does Your Mother Know? So, we'll get into ABBA, but I wanted to mention that September is National Classical Music and Piano Month. It is also Hispanic Heritage Month, an official celebration of American citizens whose ancestry can be traced back to Spain, Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. The festival lasts from September 15th to October 15th every year, but it first started out as just a week-long celebration in 1968. 20 years later, in 1988, it expanded to dedicate a whole 4 weeks for the celebration of being Hispanic. These facts and more can be found on Bandon Community Radio website, kbog.org. Now, about the band ABBA. ABBA is a Swedish pop music group who had many hits in the 1970s and early 1980s. ABBA was the most commercially successful pop group in the 1970s. The band name ABBA is an acronym of each member's first names. Agnetha. Oh, and I'll apologize up front. I don't know Swedish, so if I mispronounce a Swedish word, mea culpa. So each member's first name, Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annifrid. During a photo shoot, Benny flipped his B in the prop letters of ABBA, which inspired their official logo, later given a proper design. So in the official ABBA band logo, the first B is flipped backwards, not upside down, but backwards. So a little about ABBA's backstory. Long before ABBA formed, both Benny and Bjorn had been successful in Sweden as musicians throughout the 1960s with two separate groups. Benny was in the Hep Stars, known as the Swedish Beatles, and Bjorn was in a folk group known as the Hootenanny Singers. They performed in English and Swedish, and both wrote songs in English for their respective bands. They have always been reasonably fluent in English as a second language and comfortable singing and writing in English. Benny and Bjorn's paths crossed while touring their home country of Sweden, and the pair eventually began writing tunes together, recording an album together in 1970 called, again, here's Swedish, L-Y-C-K-A, Lycka, which means happiness in Swedish. They brought their girlfriends, Annifrid and Agnetha, along in the studio, and the foursome made their first single, Hey Gammy Man, which translates into English from the Swedish as Hello Old Man, with the girls singing backup. When the four officially formed a band and finally decided on the name ABBA, neither Annifrid nor Agnetha spoke English, and so they performed their early English songs phonetically, and amazingly so. It's seamless. I've listened knowing that fact, and you would never know. They must have practiced so very well. I'm very impressed about that. On their first American TV appearance on the Mike Douglas Show in 1975, it was clear the ladies could not speak English. Both of them quickly learned to speak English after that and became functionally fluent. Annifrid still is. Apparently, Agnetha doesn't feel comfortable with her level of English anymore, and she doesn't speak English in public. Mamma Mia, their outfits were outrageous. Speaking of Mamma Mia, I am going to play Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Now
That was Mamma Mia by ABBA, and this is an hour of ABBA, so stay tuned, pull up your rocking chairs. So, the group ABBA became known for wearing unusual and unique costumes when they performed, and as long as they didn't wear their flashy clothing when they weren't performing, the super flashy ensembles became famous for donning on stage were considered deductible by Swedish law. Clearly, this inspired the group to get as creative as they wanted. Bjorn would later admit to things getting a bit carried away. ABBA's biggest hit singles worldwide are Dancing Queen and Fernando, with Arrival being their biggest hit studio album. The compilation album Gold Greatest Hits 1992 has become one of the most popular albums worldwide, with sales of more than 30 million copies. So let's do a hats off to Dancing Queen and Fernando. We will hear ABBA back to back with Dancing Queen and Fernando.
Yeah.
Again, this is KBOG 97.9 FM in Bandon, Oregon, broadcasting from beautiful Bandon Heights. Bandon is the prettiest town on the coast of Oregon because I've driven 101 from the bottom of Oregon to the top and have seen and stopped in most of the cities on the coast. And Bandon is by far just sweet and friendly and warm and just the right size. I used to think it was too small because I've lived in Los Angeles and Sacramento and Colorado Springs, Honolulu, all bigger cities. But now, in my retirement years, yeah, Bandon's just perfect size. So I was in a little bit of reverie there about Bandon, but we are Dark Coast Radio because Bandon doesn't have light pollution. So if you have the privilege of flying over Bandon at night, you will not see lights. We have no light pollution. You'll be crying Mama Mia at the number of facts that you'll be hearing today about one of my favorite bands. I can listen to them over and over again. And it was fun doing some research. I feel like I'm in college again doing research papers. But here are some awesome facts about ABBA. The Swedish band ABBA became a pop sensation 4 decades ago with a little help from the oil and fish industries, which I'll explain later. So 40 years ago, at the start of 1977, ABBA set forth on its first major tour. It was hardly a case of overnight success for the Swedish act, especially, I'm drinking some Rockstar bubble, energy drink, and it just bubbled up. So yeah, I'm bubbling over about ABBA. So especially in the United States, they were not an overnight success. Even after winning the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo, ABBA struggled on the charts, as singles like Honey Honey and King Kong Song, I've never heard either of those, I don't think, failed to make an impact on the radio. The quartet dabbled with glam rock and folk songs before finally finding its sweet spot, perfect disco pop. The band took off like a rocket in 1977. ABBA, the movie, which I haven't seen yet, it hit theaters, while a fifth full-length album, ABBA, the album, achieved the band's highest peak on the Billboard charts. Today, the Scandinavian foursome remains a global phenomenon. Even though ABBA considers themselves retired, several successful tribute acts rake in cash playing their beloved songs. The group has reportedly turned down $1 billion to perform and tour again. So, speaking of money, I'm going to play Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Oh, that's not about money. It's about A Man After Midnight. Here is ABBA singing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Oh,
So I wonder how many other ABBA fans are out there. I hope a lot, because this has been a fun hour for me. Personally, I really like ABBA. I always have. So you are listening to KBOG 97.9 FM, Band and Community Radio. So here are eight facts about Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annifrid, the band ABBA. The first of eight that I'll mention are the four recorded their first hit together years before ABBA, the band, formed. As mentioned earlier, Benny and Bjorn had been kicking around the Swedish rock scene for ages, having respectively played in beat groups, the Hep Stars and the Hootenanny Singers. In 1970, the two teamed up to record an album, Laika, and headed on holiday to Cyprus with their girlfriends Annifrid and Agnetha. The women sang backup on the album Laika, and the four first came together as a quartet on the single, and I'll do the English translation, Hello Old Man, which I've never heard. The second fact is, after the Eurovision win in 1974, ABBA hit the States for some promotional appearances. The band's first American television gig came on the Mike Douglas Show, remember that? On December 4th, 1975. A year later, they would appear on the fifth episode of, get this, the Upstart sketch comedy series, Saturday Night Live. I'm going to have to see if there's a YouTube on that one. The third fact, the band released a greatest hits compilation after only three albums. Apparently, in the music world, that's a very unusual scenario, might we say? By the end of 1975, ABBA had released its greatest hits. It was perhaps a bit premature, as the group had only scored a handful of hits from its first few records. The original album artwork was uncharacteristically surreal for the band and was replaced here in the U.S. But that's a collector's item. I'm going to have to look up that one, too. Number four of eight facts. ABBA is also the name of a seafood company in Sweden. Get this. The pop act had to negotiate rights to the name ABBA with the ABBA Seafood Company, a canned herring giant which had been around since the 19th century. Number five, their video director was nominated for an Oscar. And again, forgive my pronunciation of Swedish. Lassie Hallström, L-A-S-S-E is the person's first name, H-A-L-L-S-T-R-O-M, directed ABBA, the movie, and most of the band's promotional clips. Years later, he would twice be nominated for the Academy Award for the Best Director for My Life as a Dog and The Cider House Rules. He also was at the helm of films such as What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Chocolat. Number six, 3.5 million people applied for tickets to their 1977 London tour dates. If you managed to score tickets to those UK gigs 40 years ago, you were in luck. Tickets for the two shows at the Royal Albert Hall were available only by mail application. Around 3.5 million folks sent in requests to the box office. ABBA could have sold out the venue hundreds and hundreds of times over. Number seven, they were paid in oil commodities from Russia. During the Cold War, currencies from behind the Iron Curtain were embargoed. However, ABBA was quite popular in the Soviet states. As they could not accept rubles, the band instead received royalty payments from the Soviet Union in oil commodities, and this is according to the BBC. Fact number eight. It took until 2000... Oops, that's my dog growling. I'm going to jingle something. That usually gets him to stop a barking jag. My little Sir Henry, the K-Bog canine. It took until 2008 for the band to score a number one album in America. Get that, 2008. And their band was hot in the 70s and 80s. Despite being a global phenomenon, ABBA was never a major chart success here at the time. Their highest charting album, ABBA the Album, climbed to only number 14, just four out of the band's eight studio albums even managed to barely crack the top 20. However, 3 decades later, on the back of the hit movie, Mamma Mia, the film's soundtrack went number one on Billboard in 2008. At last, ABBA had its first chart-topping album in America, and I personally love the movie. Here's a little bit about the movie. Now, these opinions aren't necessarily mine, all right? I'm just reading from a Google clip. Mamma Mia! The movie is a light, sometimes silly, romantic musical comedy featuring gorgeous scenery, a catchy soundtrack, and a well-known cast. The main messages from this movie are that sometimes you must take a chance and risk everything in order to achieve your dreams. And I'll say unquote, because now these are my opinions. I think the fact that they could build a movie around a band's music is phenomenal. And to me, it really worked. And Meryl Streep, she rocked, seriously. I liked everybody in the movie and enjoyed the soundtrack immensely. I must have spoken a lot more slowly when I was doing my practice runs for this hour of ABBA, because I am to my summary points, and it's only 1:29, and I have a half hour to go. Now, granted, I may have started 2 minutes early, but that's no excuse. So I'm going to do a summary, and then what I'm going to do is... Oops, let me jingle again. Yes, my little dog. That's the beauty of live radio. It's these things happen. And where was I? This is Bandon Community Radio, KBOG 97.9 FM, and I am summarizing my hour of ABBA. I'll say with ABBA, because it feels like I've been with them a little bit in research and in playing their tunes today. Can science explain why ABBA's songs are so catchy? In the most upbeat of the group's songs, like Money, 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 the simplicity of ABBA's lyrics makes them easy to sing along to. In addition to the fizzy melodies, again, this is not my opinion, I'm reading from a Google clip. In addition to the fizzy melodies, that participation gives listeners an even more powerful hit of happy juice in the brain from dopamine. And that's a quote from Taipei Times, July 21st, 2008. So, once again, this is DJ Franny, KBOG 97.9. FM, this is The Rockin' Chair, and Chip Casson, with his show Cognitive Decline, follows this hour of ABBA from 2 to 3 p.m. So I'm going to play back-to-back ABBA now. The last two songs on my 7-song playlist are Take a Chance on Me and Waterloo. And then I'm going to go back to the top of my playlist, and you will rehear as many songs as it takes for Chip to get here. And that would be, if they all play, Does Your Mama Know, Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen, Fernando, Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. And again, the last two songs, Take a Chance on Me and Waterloo, which you will hear now. So thank you to Bandon Community Radio for the opportunity to, oops, here he goes again, the opportunity to play an hour of ABBA and to enjoy the company of you, my listeners. So here are some ABBA songs.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, 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 take
We'll be right back.